What if you could go back in time, fairly effortlessly, definitely painlessly, and identify a trauma, and magically through sound, repair that trauma in your psyche, in your body, wherever it lives within you? That's what my guest today is doing in her business. Amanda Dasio of Red Dragonfly Healing is going to be talking to us about her work as a spiritual coach. She does emotion code, biofield tuning, which she gets into in the episode. It is really a cool modality, human design, and she really puts it under the umbrella of spiritual coaching. Amanda is a CBD grad, content by design grad, and she is really diving into what her experience was like in the room with me personally. So she's going to walk you through some pieces of her content that are different now, how her business has changed, how she's now, at the time of this recording, launching her first group program, learning to repeat offers instead of going back to the drawing board. She also talks about being a manifesting generator and a six-line profile on the roof. There is so much juice for you in this episode. So welcome in, Amanda. I'm excited to get to talk with you today.
Thank you, Vicky. I'm so happy to be here.
So your business is Red Dragonfly Healing. And you do a lot of things. It's always fascinating to me. Just before we started recording, you were talking about what you do with tuning forks. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do inside of your business?
Yeah, so I am a manifesting generator. So I do a whole bunch of stuff. I am not a stick to one thing kind of person. So, and you know how that is.
I do.
It just keeps, right? Something else you to respond to. And you're like, oh, I'll learn this modality now. So yeah, with tuning forks, I do a modality called biofield tuning. And it's using tuning forks, sound healing on and off the body. And mainly I do it virtually. And I know our minds are like, wait, how can you work on the body virtually? But it works. We have no idea how our cell phone works, right? But we trust that
exactly.
You could have a video call with somebody in, you know, China right now. Like, it works. So sound healing is no different. So using tuning forks on and off the body and bringing the body back into balance. And I can find traumas and situations and experiences in your life at certain ages. And it's just, it's in your energetic field, your auric field around you called your biofield. And there's just energy disturbances. We all have them. We're human. Life is tough, right? Mm-hmm. But using the tuning fork, it's like an album or needle on a record album.
Okay.
Right. So it just reads the information. And when I'm using the fork, the sound of the fork changes. I am a physical empath, so I'm physically going to feel what your body was feeling at that moment. I can tell you what age that it happened at. It's just fascinating. I'm fascinated by it every time I do it. And then the fork puts in this clear, coherent tone and your body sucks it in and is like, oh yeah, I need that. And I see it as like a tangled mess of Christmas lights all, you know, bunched up, right? But then bringing in the fork and I'll say, okay, this is what I'm feeling. And this is the age that it's at. And my client who's laying on a treatment table or in their own bed on Zoom, they will say like, oh yeah, that's when my parents got divorced or my bike was stolen or whatever. And what's great is it's different than talk therapy. In talk therapy, you got to know who and what and when and where and why. And here it's really just, oh yeah, that situation sucked. And then, okay, we're just giving it a voice. And then the fork, the tone of the fork and the vibration and the frequency of the fork just takes that mess of jumbled up Christmas lights and just kind of, oh, calms it out and releases. And we just release that trapped, stagnant energy that was just in your field. And then it just clears because we gave it a voice and we gave it love and then it was able to release. So that's what I do in biofield tuning. And It's hard to describe, but every time a client sits up after their session, they're like, whoa, like, what was that? And I'm like, I know, right? They're like, that was amazing. So, yeah.
I'm feeling like we should pause this episode. I'll get on my couch and then we'll come back and talk about it because it's like, I'll have what she's having. I need that.
Anytime.
Before we move on to the other things that you do, how did you get into that? Because that seems like a different thing in the energy and spiritual coaching space.
Yeah. So my journey, I'll start just in 2018, I wanted to go to crystal school. I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, hence my accent that you probably are all noticing. We have a local crystal store and they had a crystal program, right? It was a year and a half program. And I was like, oh, I just want to learn about crystals. I want to learn what amethyst does and what quartz does. I didn't know we would be on the ground crying our eyes out, pulling out our soul and healing stuff. I didn't know I had stuff to heal. I thought it was good. So the crystal school completely changed my life.
Okay.
And I didn't know I had all this to heal and work on and look at. And it really was profound. I mean, the teachers of that program were just amazing and completely changed my life. And then I was like, okay, universe, what's next? And then I got an ad on Facebook for sound school at a different crystal shop in Milwaukee. And I was like, all right, well, I guess that's what I'm doing now. Gave me something to respond to. Yeah, let's do that. So signed up for sound school, went there. And in there, we learned about tuning forks and in singing bowls and drums and gongs and didgeridoos and all the things. But we had to read Tuning the Human Biofield by Eileen McCusick. And I read that book and it just blew me away. And I was like, yep, this is it. This is me. This is what I need to do. Sold. So that's how I became a biofield tuner, was doing that through sound school and just learning about it, and just lit me up and made me excited. And I just love it.
It's fascinating. Yeah. And who do you work with mostly?
Generally women, and usually more women more in retirement age, which is really funny because I didn't think that was going to be my my,
you know why I'm laughing.
Yeah, I do. I didn't think that was going to be my area of expertise, but that is who comes to me. It's fascinating though. I have had, just for biofield tuning, I've had several retired men engineers.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting? I've had a lawyer, I've had a doctor, like I've had very professional people as well. And so they're like, huh, this is pretty cool. So yeah, it's really neat. And then learning the biofield tuning, that's when 2020, you know, the world shutdown happened. Just before that, I learned about human design. And I know you didn't ask about human design, but I'm going to throw it into my story.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
So in January of 2020, I met this woman and she did human design. And I was like, oh, I heard about that a few years ago. Tell me some more. And so she told me, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm in, deep dive down the rabbit hole of human design. So that was, and then losing my job and at home. And so really diving in summer of 2020, really dove into human design, biofield tuning, intuition, like learning, oh, I'm a physical empath. Oh, that's cool. I didn't really ever know that. Like, oh, I do have intuitive abilities that I've blocked and shut down most of my life. And so really just embracing all of that was so amazing. So then in fall of 2020, well, yeah, I lost my job. So then doing all this learning in fall of 2020, the universe was like, okay, it's time to start your business.
Nice. Yeah.
Start your business. So fall of 2020 is when I started Red Dragonfly Healing, and it's amazing. Completely changed my life. I'm 1,000,000% different than I was back then, and learned so much and grown so much, and being able to help people on their healing journeys is just so profound because I've done it. I've gone through it. I was at the point of, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. I don't have any trauma to, yeah. Oh crap. I got a lot of trauma. I got to work through and heal. And then I learned emotion code as well in there, learned EFT tapping. So
all the tools,
manifesting generator, all the things. So,
yeah. So, you are a 6'2" manifesting generator. How is your experience? You're on the roof right now. So for just for our listeners, six line profiles go through three phases in life, and we have weird words in human design. And for some reason, we say that six line profiles are on the roof between 30 and 50, which is where Amanda is, and then off the roof after 50 in their role model phase. So I know we've had some conversations inside of CBD about this discomfort as a six line profile at this phase you're in. You've integrated a lot of your life lessons. You're sharing them with others. You're helping others on their path. What can you tell me about this part of your journey? Not a very, very good manifesting generator question. Is the difficulty as, or the angst as much as we sometimes think it is?
Yes. I was going to say it sucks.
Oh, okay. So you could answer that question. Okay.
I know it's perfect. Mm-hmm. I know that it's all perfect. Logically, I know that, but like, oh, come on. I'm 2 years away. I actually come off the roof when I'm 49 and instead of 50. And so I'm 2 years away and I'm just like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to get off this roof. But I know all of this and all this that I've learned and that I've done and how I've grown my business, I know that if it would have happened really quickly, like I would not have been able to handle it. Mm-hmm. And so, and it's just been hindsight's 2020, right? Looking back, like it's been perfect. Mm-hmm. And yes, I get impatient because manifesting generator get impatient. We want it all now. We want it done yesterday. Yes. So, I know that, and I am excited to come off the roof. Hopefully it won't be as bad as it is for some people. I know for some people it can be really challenging. I've, gosh, done a whole lot of work and healed so much and learned so much about myself, especially in the CBD program. I learned lots about myself. I really did. It's been amazing. So learning my strengths and weaknesses and gifts, like you said, I'm a 6'2", and actually I have 9 second lines. So there's a lot of me that stays hidden and doesn't know my own gifts and talents and really does need to be called out. Mm-hmm. And so learning that and really embracing it and understanding it is so profound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just going to bring our listeners up to speed for a second here. So what Amanda is saying that is that as the second line part of her profile, so she's a 6'2", the second line is, we call them, oh my gosh, what do we call them? The hermit in human design. I'm like, where are my words? But a lot of that stays hidden because we are naturally gifted at certain things and we cannot see our own gifts. And I'm saying we, because I am a second line. So we can't see our own gifts until someone calls them out, pulls them out of us. And this happens beautifully inside of human design. It happened yesterday on one of our calls for the membership where a second line was like, oh my God, thanks for calling me on that. And people tend to think of that as a bad thing. But for second lines, it's like, that is so good for us because we don't have a clue if someone doesn't call it out of us, excuse me.
Right. Exactly. And again, why CBD was so wonderful. And because you're so great at that, Vicky, because you were like, Amanda,
okay. You need to say that a lot
and do these other things and do these other things. And you're really good at this. Like, stop giving things away for free. You should be charging for them because you're really great at it. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And also coupled with, you know, my childhood and just life, right?
Yeah.
I have certain parts in my human design where I've been told you're too much. Mm-hmm. Calm down, sit down, be quiet, stop being so loud, stop being so big. And so that programming from childhood as well, on top of just my design, my human design, as you know, together I hide a lot. So I really appreciate you calling me out and saying like, okay, Amanda, come on, you can do this.
That's my specialty.
It is.
get off the pod. Let's get this moving.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's a common experience for my listeners on Unjaded. That's very, very common where we've, you know, especially as generator types, we've got these great big auras and we come into a world where that wants little girls to stay small and quiet and perfect and invisible and all of those things. And then, well, you know, you've heard me say it many times that having a business online is like showing up naked at your high school reunion. That's as uncomfortable as you're going to feel lots of times. So kudos to you for doing the work, because you're mid-launch right now when we're having this conversation. I can't believe you made space for this interview when you're in the middle of a group launch, but yay.
Well, yeah. Yes, I am so excited. And it was thanks to you. I mean, really thanks to CBD, of you giving me the tools and what I have learned through CBD about myself, and like, and you seeing me and saying like, okay, you can do this. Like, your design is for group coaching. Have a group coaching program. Stop just seeing people one-on-one. And not stop doing that, but include group programs as well. And really the way in CBD, the way that you show up, Vicky, as a 2-4 manifesting generator, it is just amazing for me to see that in action, in real life. I love, I'm going to call you out right now.
Thank you.
The whole program is you being in response to those of us in the program. And that is just amazing for me to see in action, to see how you do that. Like, in the program, we were talking about like, oh, people wanted to talk about podcasting, and you're like, okay, well, we'll do another little class on podcasting, or, you know, whatever we needed or wanted, you were just like, okay, yeah, cool, we'll do that. And it was just so awesome. So I am modeling my group coaching program on CBD, because I love how you are just in response. You didn't have a structure, rigid schedule, which is what, if I would have done this group coaching program 2 years ago, I'm a planner and an organizer, and this is week one, and this is week two, and this is week three. But going through CBD and seeing how you were just in response, and yes, there's a loose, you know, schedule, but you were always in response to what was showing up and being there for us and just answering our questions. And it was never like, oh, you know, we can't talk about that right now, we'll talk about it. Like, you know, you never did that. You took the time, and it was amazing that, like, you never seemed rushed, which is also fascinating to me, because you're a manifesting generator, and usually we feel rushed all the time, and you just are like, yeah, it's all good, we'll just chat until everyone's questions are answered. And so I'm channeling Vicky Dixon. Like, okay, what would Vicky do? Like, just be in response, Amanda. Be in response to the people that show up in your program. Yeah. I don't need to have it all flushed out and completely scheduled. So right there was just an amazing piece that I learned, since, you know, I'm the same of a manifesting generator and need to respond to what's happening in my world. So I just want to call you out and say thank you.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that, because it's funny, the things that some people appreciate drive some people crazy. And in like human design speak, which we do speak on this podcast, I'm a quad right. So I require a lot of flow in my life, and people actually pull the information out of me. So, and a lot of the channels in my design are projected as well. So we need people pulling stuff out of me, not only as a manifesting generator, but all those other pieces. So if you're listening here and you're thinking, we do have modules and we run on but we move it. It's not linear. Like, we've got those modules. They're the backbone, the 7 modules, the 7 things that you need to know about how to use your design for your message. But then we flow within that. So every week we have calls that are really little bit of questions about the modules, and then hot seat, hot seat, hot seat, hot seat, hot seat until we get through them all. Hopefully. I don't know how big the next round is going to be, but we did it last time. We split it up. We had two calls a week, and I was able to get through mostly everybody there. And the group was active, and everyone's helping each other and giving feedback. And I was talking with Gabby earlier on the podcast. We did a recording today as well. And she said, you know, the thing I valued about the CBD community is that there are people in there who've already gone through the program. So with the lifetime access, you can keep coming back through. So there's some people who've been through it four times. And it's not like asking your friend to look at your piece of online copy. You're asking someone who's like, you're asking me, yes, but then also the community is saying, oh, well, I read it like this, or this is my perspective when I see that written down. And I feel like that's helpful as well.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So helpful. I didn't even see that we got lifetime access. I mean, when I
people miss that all the time
email about this, I mean, what really sucked me in was like, oh, the first few people get a free human design reading from Vicki Dixon. And I was like, yes, sign me up, do it. I mean, and this is really fascinating because I have never spent this much money on a program that didn't result in a certification. I have gate 48, so yeah. I like my certifications.
Yeah.
And but this, I had done a lot of your free content and love your style, and then getting the email of, you know, opening CBD and to get a free reading with you, I was like, yep, this is what I need. I totally need this. And I thought I was just going to learn about my human design, but man, I thought I was going to learn about business and content, but learning about my human design, like, and about me and the homework that we did, diving in was taking that space and time for me to dive in. I mean, I've been a human design specialist, quantum human design specialist for 4 years. Like, I know my human design, like I do readings all the time with people.
Yeah,
but you had us look at different pieces. And so that was super fascinating and so helpful. And also learning about emails and systems and back-end stuff and how to put things together. That was also what I needed. Mm-hmm. So it was it's a great combination of both.
Thank you. Yeah. People often say that it's, again, it's the things that some people don't like that other people really like. But I think my people really love the fact that it's not just, no, this is content. We can't talk about that mess you're having over there in your funnel. It's, let's fix your funnel while we're here talking about this right now in the moment while I'm in response and you're ready to receive it. We just go where we need to go. Can you, just since we're on this topic, can you speak to the depth that you think we do the work in CBD? Because that's another thing that comes up. This is a place I need to get more accurate in my messaging, because over and over. So my friend David Roman is a 5-1 reflector. He's been on the podcast. I'll link his episode in the show notes. And he's a brand specialist, brand positioning guide. And he talks about how if the thing that people are always saying comes as a surprise, then you're not hitting it strongly enough in your messaging. And that one of the things that always comes up in these surveys afterwards is, I wasn't prepared to go that deep. I didn't know. I thought it was about content, but actually it's about the fact that I have a witch wound or whatever that felt like to you. Would you speak to that?
Oh, yes. That's so true. But I think there's, kind of magic in that, in people not knowing how deep you're going to go, because that happened with me in the crystal program that I went to. We were just going to learn about crystals.
Yeah.
And like, if it would have been advertised as like, you're going to be on the floor crying your eyes out, pulling out your deep, dark wounds and being loving and supported, I would have been like, no, thank you. I don't have anything to heal. I'm fine. Yeah. So, and I've done that in a different program that I did as well, where they kind of didn't say like, you're going to do some deep healing work. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's kind of cool to not know that. And you know, everything happens for a reason. Like, you resonate with people for a reason. Mm-hmm. The people are supposed to be in your program, they're going to be in your program. Mm-hmm. And if they're, you know, going to do there and if they're not ready to do the work, then they won't
They'll
do
stay
it.
On the surface. Yeah.
And if they're ready to do it, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a bad thing to not say, like, you're going to learn about a lot about yourself and you're probably going to cry in CBD, just so you know.
I do say that to people. There's going to be a week where you have a come to Jesus moment and you will be crying. And that happened to you.
Yeah.
It happens to almost every, it happens to the people who come through and do the work live, and there's no judgment. I have a program right now that I'm in and I'm not showing up live to the calls because I want to watch them on double speed later because the person talks really slowly and that's how we roll as manifesting generators. But I'm doing the work alongside. I'm just not doing them live on the calls. And I've had that happen actually a couple of times with manifestors where they're like, you know what? I get in the room and it's a lot. So I'm just going to watch the replays and then I'm going to, you know, message you with questions. I'm like, cool, that's totally fine. But the people who are in the room doing the work in real time are often seeing the biggest shifts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I say about when I do biofield tuning with people. I say, I make people cry. I put people to sleep or I make them cry, but it's healing. I mean, tears are healing. We have such a stigma around crying, but they're healing. It's releasing. Like it's just releasing.
Yeah.
We're no longer you need to hold on to. So they are, it is important. And we just have this negative connotation of people not wanting to cry because it makes other people uncomfortable. If somebody's crying, it can make others uncomfortable. And that's when others are like, oh, you're okay. You're okay. Here's a tissue. You're fine. You're fine. Yeah. Just put yourself back together.
Yeah.
And it makes others uncomfortable because they don't want to look at what they need to heal. Mm-hmm. But in this, when somebody's crying in CBD, I mean, you could just feel the love pouring out of everyone else of, we got you, girl. Like, you know, it's safe. Mm-hmm. It's safe to share and express and release those tears and process through what's coming up.
Mm-hmm. And we stay quiet when you're crying.
Yeah.
We give you space. Yeah. Right. And I think that's the thing that as women, we have the opportunity to be looking at as women in business, we have the opportunity to be looking at continually is how our conditioning on our voices shows up and holds us back in our business and really from the impact we're here to have. Because if we don't get deep into those layers, and I mean, we don't have to do it all at once, but if we don't get deep into those layers, we're not going to do the work we're here to do. And we can feel when we hold ourselves back. We maybe don't know what it is that's doing it. That's why you have someone like a second line come in and say, or a fifth line come in and say, here's the thing. This is what's happening.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah.
We all need support. Everyone needs support.
And exactly.
Love and guidance. And we don't see our own shadows or faults or whatever you want to call it. And having, you know, a support person that can give you that is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what would you say is different in your business after coming through CBD?
Well, I would have never launched a group coaching program. Just so much more confidence and clarity and learning about myself and just the structure of emails and content and your copy, all this. I didn't know, you know, you need to have a story that you don't need to, but it's good to bring your readers along on a story. And I'm not a writer. It's not like I could be on video all day. Cool. I'm great with that. But I've never, I just don't really enjoy writing. And so that's been something new for me to actually sit and think about situations in my life and to put that into a story and to put that into my emails and to put it into my copy that's brand new for me. And then I'm like, oh, this is good. Like I really like it, but that's something I would have never done before. And just the structure of, you know, problem solution. I mean, just how to structure emails and your famous line of so that of what the benefit to them is. And So just things like that, that is now, again, what would Vicky do? It's just in the back of my head.
Yeah.
So yeah, my business is in a completely different trajectory than it was.
Good. And yay,
I am so, so grateful. And a cool combination of things, right? Being called out as a second line, you seeing me is amazing. And then the technical pieces and then the back end pieces. And just in our class yesterday, I learned something that blew my mind that I was like, what? I had no idea that that back end piece was just that thing. Like, oh, but you don't know what you don't know. So I didn't know that. So I was like, okay. And so I'm learning a lot in the technical end and myself.
Putting it all together.
Yeah.
So will you come back for the next round?
Of course. Of course. And that I was going to say that earlier and I forgot, but yeah, the fact that I think there was 20 of us that were new and then, but there was like 20 that were returning. And I was like, whoa, like that really says a lot to you, Vicky, of, okay, you have 20 new people, but you have 20 people returning. Like that means this is a damn good program if that many people are coming back. Mm-hmm. So yes, I will be back.
Good. Good.
Not getting rid of me.
And have you thought about what you're going to work on next time? I know it's early in the game. We're recording this in June, so it's kind of an unfair question maybe, but have you thought about what you'd like to work on next with your content? No?
No. This just is also open. New for me as well. Of I just throughout my life has really just always been survival mode. Mm. And it's just been today. Mm. And like the where do you see yourself in 5 years thing, I've never been able to do that in my life.
Mm.
And so, you know, listening to you and listening to your podcast and you know, what are your pillars and what are your plans for Q3 and Q4 and next year? And like, that's new to me. Mm. So I'm trying to integrate that as well. And you getting ready for this call, you said, okay, well, what program or course do you have coming up? And I'm like, oh crap. I don't know. I'm just trying to get through this course that I'm launching. I don't know. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I need to plan farther out.
Right.
So that's something that you're giving me to respond to. Of like, oh yeah, I need to do that. And I did do a series last fall, biofield tuning series. That was a fall holiday series. So it was 3 1-hour sessions. So one in October, one in November, and one in December, about money worries around the holidays, holiday stress, and then holiday eating.
Mm. Interesting.
Biofield tuning. So I'm like, oh, well, I can just launch that again too.
Yes.
I can just do that. I'm like, it's already set up in ThriveCart and I already have it all set up. I'm like, oh, duh, Amanda, just redo that. Yes. Like Vicky says, just do your stuff over. And I'm like,
yes.
Oh yeah.
I'm getting all excited over here. I'm like manifesting, generating out of my chair. Yeah.
Yes. So that's what I will have coming up.
Awesome.
For the fall.
Yeah. Because that's something that we do. I think everyone does it in business, not just generator types, certainly not just many gens, where we think we have to be creating something new all the time. But really the juice is in repeating offers because that gives your audience time to catch up to you. Like now people can't hear CBD without thinking of content by design. They can't hear my people can't hear CBD, but I mean, they've heard it over and over and over and over again. So if you're listening to this episode and you are not yet repeating your offers and you're still going back to the drawing board each and every time, please don't do that anymore. If you had a successful offer before, put it out again and again and again. Yeah. So juicy. I'm so glad that you said that. Yeah. And then this group program, this is your beta of the group program. So who knows when you'll launch that again?
It is. So this is called Chaos to Clarity. So it's an 8-week program. And right. I'm like, oh, yeah. Vicky's like, well, you're going to do your beta program.
Yeah.
And then you're going to do it again.
Yes.
Then you're going to do it again. And I'm like, oh, I am? Like, okay.
Yes. And you have proof of concept because people have bought.
Right.
So you know it's a valid offer. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So that's been a whole new thing for me too.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Very exciting. I mean, you know, I love business. I could just talk business all day long. Yeah. But we won't. We will wrap it up here for our listeners. So is there anything else that you would want someone to, or that you think someone would want to know about coming into CBD? Because this is going to be airing when we're kind of in launch mode for CBD. Anything on your heart, your mind, your soul?
I'm just looking over my notes because I have a wonderful testimonial here. But I think I touched on everything besides Vicky is freaking awesome. She is kind, smart, nurturing, will push you when you need to be pushed and will tell you like it is, all while supporting you on this crazy entrepreneurial journey.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure to get to support you. I was so excited when I saw your name come through. I'm like, yes, because I'd seen you on a lot of my other things that I had online that I was doing online workshops and things like that. So yeah, I was really excited to get to work with you.
Awesome.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I do just want to say that now being in the Design to Profit membership mm-hmm. is awesome because I still get to, you know, hang out with you.
Yeah.
But it's also the manifesting generator part, needing something to respond to. So in our Facebook group and people sharing things and talking about things and being on our calls, that is really supportive. That's mm-hmm. still like, I'm still, even though CBD is done and we were all so sad, like I
got sad too.
No, it's done. And then you're like, I'm creating a membership. Like, okay, yay. Great. All right.
Yeah. Finally.
So the Design to Profit membership is great as well. So I just want to throw that out there also that it's helpful to still stay connected with the people that I've created such great relationships with in CBD, mm-hmm. And keeping my momentum and knowing that I have that support system. If I need to ask, why was somebody able to draw on my Zoom call the other day?
Yes.
And Andrea, the amazing Andrea, will be like, oh, this is why, and this is how you can fix it.
Yeah.
So having that support system is really vital for me because I feel like I'm just on an island doing this business by myself. Yeah. And it was really fascinating. I'll just share this quick story. My mother is helping me with my business content and planning, and she's had many businesses in her lifetime. And so she's really excited to support me. And we had sat down one day and we were doing planning and getting things organized. And she's like, gosh, you really just need somebody. We both said, like, I really just need somebody to like really give me some guidance, especially that like knows about human design. The next morning was the CBD email from you. And I was like, woohoo, all right, here it is. I was like, Mom. And I sent it to my mom and she's like, oh my gosh, this sounds amazing. I was like, I already bought it. So
Yeah.
So that support and love and nurturing is just amazing.
And a little bit of ass kicking.
Yep. Like Vicky's for real. She will kick your ass a little bit. But I know that I need that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't move unless my ass gets kicked a little bit. So I know that is how I work best. I mean, I should just listen, but sometimes the ass kicking. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, my pleasure. My absolute pleasure. I love doing that. Yes. So where can people find you?
So reddragonflyhealing.com is my website. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I have a few videos on YouTube. All of them are Red Dragonfly Healing. Yeah.
Okay. I will link all of that up in the show notes for you, so that you can get in touch with Amanda. I don't know about you listening in, but for me, I'm thinking that biofield tuning sounds like an absolutely incredible session to start with. I'll be watching for that in the fall too, the three part series for holidays. That's really amazing. Yeah. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being in CBD and Design to Profit. I love getting to work with you. And I guess I'll see you on our next call.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you.